grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Rick James!
Do it, man.
Welcome, Chris Fowley.
Glad to be here. So good.
Oh, it's just good to get out of the house, isn't it? Good to have John here, isn't it?
Yeah.
A nice grey jumper
there. K Road still open. Open
mate,
for business.
Yep, it sure is. There's less and less roadworks, it seems. We've had some big trees go in.
It looks
just
like
across
block
the road.
By block they're putting
it
together.
It is. It's like a big Lego set that they're putting together, and the tree arrival was this week.
Oh, yeah. Pants?
So, Nikau pants. Very, very nice.
Okay, good.
A classy look.
Okay.
But speaking of which, up at the store today, in fact, just before coming here, we had a crew in
from the hemp store. You're talking about
the hemp store, yes. Okay. We had a crew in from the project.
Oh wow!
And I probably shouldn't give it too much away. Well, not anyway. I think this is going out tomorrow, and just having a look at how retail might operate under legalization if the yes vote goes through, and how it might impact. Say someone like us at the hemp store or K Road in general.
Yeah.
And so it's a very interesting discussion to be had because, of course, we're not really getting into that kind of, talking about the detail. It's about a moral judgment of whether you like cannabis or not is how the NOPAs want to frame things. And in fact, though, just this last week, they've been running full-page ads in newspapers all up and down the country. And one of them in particular, which goes to the heart of what we're talking about here with this project story on tomorrow, they've taken an image from an iconic dairy called the Kia Ora Dairy down in Featherston.
Mm.
And they've taken that and doctored it all up to look all weedy and call it the Dopa Dairy or something like that. And run this in full-page ads. And it's full of misleading and just untrue things. For a start, you can't brand up. Under the model, you won't be able to brand things up. You won't be able to put weed in your name.
Why would
there won't be like prolific like dairies. And I mean, you've got to think. Well, they're paying for the ad, so there's that. And in fact, some complaints were laid with the Advertising Standards Authority because it is so misleading and just full of lies. These ads, like a lot of the things that they're doing, and the Advertising Standards Authority this week have refused to hear these complaints and just will not even consider it. And but to their credit, because there's been these organised complaints, we think, from the NOPAs, because they certainly seem to be organised and in their...
They got the money for it, obviously.
Well, it's the volume and the repetition of the complaints being laid against Make It Legal and the Drug Foundation. And to the Advertising Standards Authority's credit, they did throw those out too. But this latest one over the dairy, they're even just refusing to even think about it. It's interesting. It just shows that in this referendum debate, anything goes.
Yeah.
They won't regulate. The government actually said that that the Advertising Standards Authority would, and that that's who they were looking for to keep the debate honest. But it turns out the ASA have said, whatever you want to say goes, we won't consider complaints. Mm. And one of the things about the yes side is we do talk in facts, and we do try and build points of agreement and do concede, well, hey, cannabis isn't perfect. It isn't great for everyone, and in fact, a lot of the debate has been, or a lot of the campaign for the yes has been around how it will be controlled and about how there are health effects and we can better deal with them. So we stick to truths and conceding, that there are risks and things when we need to. The other side, though, don't stick to truths. Mm. They present misinformation and fear and make people want to like worry about things. And it turns out it's not true. And it turns out they can get away with
it. The same shit that's been going on for about 100 years, basically. Just BS. What really concerns me, and I think is super unjust, is the NOPA's, like, it's the funding thing. Like, if this was a fair sort of election of sorts, each party should have the same amount of cash to spend on, you know what I mean? And so it's super unfair for them to just have truckloads of cash from Christian BS or wherever it comes from.
Well, that is one of the things. So there is this limit during the regulated period, which is 2 months out from the referendum. It did get extended because the referendum got delayed. Outside that period, you could spend what you want. And the fairness is that applies to both sides, I guess. But certainly on the if you've got it, on the legalization side, certainly we haven't come anywhere near that. We're scraping by on pennies and really struggling and really doing, I think, a really good job with what we've got. On the other side,
no doubt,
it just seems they're awash with cash. And what we hear is it's coming from the Scientologists, the Brethren, and from American anti-abortion funders, and I'd love to hear the truth from Family First and Saying Up to Dope, whether that's not true. That's certainly what we hear.
Right.
And but unfortunately, the referendum legislation doesn't have any disclosure of donors. So great if you were worried about, oh, I don't want to be seen to be, you know, giving money to YES. I think that might have been what they were thinking about, of allaying concerns about people who are worried about donating to our side. But what it turns out is that the NOPAs have been able to raise what seems like a small fortune, and yet we don't know where that's coming from.
Fuck, that sucks.
How do you feel things are going, general mood in the country for legalising cannabis? Because I'm seeing a lot of headlines in the media which are kind of leaning towards the no.
Yeah, I think they're just going after clicks and controversy, you know, and the text of or the if you read the full thing, it's usually fairly positive, but there is a bit of that. I think we've actually almost come out of a trough, and the mood to me feels like we're heading back into the YES territory. Mm. There was a poll that came out on the weekend. It was Q&A did a poll, and that was 50% YES to I think 42% no. So it was a fairly decent lead, and I could have got that slightly wrong, those numbers, but it was something like that. Mm. It feels to me that people have perhaps had a little bit more space to think about things, perhaps. And it really does come down to, do we want things exactly the same, or do we want to do this a bit differently? And there is no other option. If we vote no or we don't vote, it just stays exactly the same.
Are you enrolled to vote, listener? Get enrolled.
Exactly.
Vote.nz.
Yes, John Boy.
Okay, good. I got a guy to enroll to vote today. He stumbled into the store at about 2 o'clock, completely pissed out of his tree, barely stand up, and...
You need this, bro.
I could not believe it. I was like, hey, this is K-Road in the daytime right now. It can only get better. Jesus.
Now, Chris, what else has been happening in the media?
We've had a bit of synthetics emerge as well, and a bit of media coverage over that. And Chris Wilkins from Massey Uni was talking about that how if we had a proper legal market for cannabis, that the demand just simply wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And also the kind of cross-pollination of the providers and sellers, that people, when they want to go get one thing, they're being given another.
How many people did synthetic cannabis kill?
No one when it was legal and regulated, but from the numbers you hear published, it could be anywhere up to 100 since it was banned underground
last year.
Whether they're double counted or missed
crazy,
out on,
I mean,
it's a lot.
Even
it's
five
way,
people. That's mental,
exactly, man. Exactly. So, but the key point was nothing happened before that, and in countries where access to proper cannabis is allowed and legally regulated, they just do not have these problems with synthetics.
Somebody saying we need the BFM bus to go around delivering people to voting stations.
That is a fine idea.
I'll drive that bus.
Just get Hugh Sunday to do it.
To drive the bus?
Mm.
Didn't he get fired from BFM?
Don't mention it.
Miss you, dog.
Now, sorry, Chris. We interrupted. What else?
Oh, well, Paddy's show, of course. Highlight of Monday.
Paddy G.
And, although no TV at my house, I had to wait a whole hour for it to come online.
What was absent from his doco?
Or what was good?
What was
start with what was good.
Yeah, what was saying? Well, the main thing, it gets people talking. It's on mainstream television.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Prime time, family viewing. Hopefully people within a family are having conversations and things. I've certainly noticed a lot of that about people talking about it and that.
I swung my parents just 2 days ago.
Oh, there you go.
Got there.
Hmm.
But what was good about Pat's documentary that you sort of were like?
Certainly some very good eye candy. He had lots of shots of weed.
Oh, apparently our weed's really powerful as well.
Apparently so.
Too powerful for the market at the moment.
Well, that is going to be an issue. And we've been saying that for a while. But it's not built into the law itself. It's a number the government's put out there. So maybe now that they've been shown that even the fairly mediocre looking weed that was on it was higher than that, then... maybe they need to revisit. But, you know, sampling technique, what exactly was given to the lab, you know, you've got to do it kind of properly or the numbers can be easily fudged, as we've seen overseas. And they made a big deal about this diamonds, the supposedly new form. It's a BHO extract. When you just do it in certain conditions, it just comes out like that. People do it accidentally or they do it by design, like the sort of clan lab sort of thing.
Isopropanol.
This is with BHOs with butane, very explosive and dangerous, and I think won't be allowed under our rules. Although it might be under license, but certainly not allowed under home.
It's definitely a sign of the craft in this country and how good we are at growing this plant, right?
That was an overall impression I had from it. He really showed that cannabis is here. It's very widespread. There are craft growers and there are big ones. It's not all gangs, was one of the things they made out, and it's what a lot of the media like to emphasise. And to be fair, a lot on our side, we often emphasise the criminal kind of aspect as an undesirable part. Mm-hmm. But I think he was, did remind people that, hey, there's good people involved. And the good thing about going legal is the good people involved can get licences and stand up, and there'll be nothing in their way in terms of convictions or anything like that. And in fact, a licensing system that prioritises them. But the bad people involved, and he kind of alluded to that too, and showed some gangsters that were involved in cannabis and that, and they just won't get the license, you know. So that was, I think that overall it was a good program, an important contribution to the debate.
Right on. Good on you, Paddy.
That's right. Keep it up.
I did a wink then.
What do you think of the sort of fear-mongering around people saying that people still access the black market for cannabis once it becomes legal? I mean, my sort of line of thinking is, when did you last buy homebrew or moonshine from someone?
Yeah, exactly. So, that's the thing. This was even discussed on the Q&A show this week, and as Kylie Quince said, you know, you've got to land somewhere, and it is about being pragmatic, and how open the market is, you'll capture more of the black market, but then you might have other intended effects. So you've got to, you know, be realistic that it's a process, and that you've got to encourage illicit providers and enable, you know, let them go legal and help them, and eventually, you know, I mean, at the moment it's 100% black market. So Canada has taken 2 years, and they've just cracked the over 50% legal now. Yes. But a lot of their stuff has been around a lack of outlets. Mm-hmm. So you know, there's been producers and corporates getting involved in producing, and then no outlets being licensed, so the consumers couldn't go anywhere. So of course there's more of a black market. So a lot of that was down to the regulators just not pulling finger and getting on with it, and actually providing for it. So on the one hand, you can't have the NOPAs like whinge about there being 400 odd outlets, which by the way compares to about 14,000 liquor outlets or about 50,000 tobacco outlets. Even if we even knew who sold tobacco, but we don't because it's not licensed, but an estimated 50,000 sellers, we have got this estimate of 400 outlets, right? But if you don't have enough, you know, and they're trying to say, oh, this is too many and they're going to be everywhere, but if you don't have enough, you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to have the availability to actually take over the illicit market. Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably a good place to stop, mate. There was a big old little chat about the DAG.
Right ho, there we go. Schooling up, 101.
Chris Valley from the Hemp Store up on K Road, open for Bizzo.
Head that's
on up,
right.
Grab all your hemp supplies, literature, t-shirts,
actually,
stickers.
Next week, I'd like to chat about the potentials for sort of tourism and like how it will look attractive for people wanting to come to this country for a relaxing time.
It would be bloody good,
right?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited about
it. And we would welcome this kind of tourist we want. Yes. And but just one last thing about the store, because you did mention coming to pick stuff up. So we've got all these billboards. Come on in. Jono is waiting for you to visit. And we've got billboards and leaflets and things like that for people to help distribute. And so if you want to get involved, come on into the hemp store. And particularly Thursday, Friday, Saturday, between the hours of 2 and 4 is the ideal time to come in and talk to Jono about this.
Right on. And if you're listening to this, you need to be enrolled to vote. Otherwise, you're not allowed to listen to this.
Vote.nz.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a